If you're a lover of poetry or simply curious to learn more, and you happen to be free any Tuesday evening in the month of March, Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem has just the thing for you. It's the Tony Abbott Lecture Series, beginning this Tuesday night, March 5th, and continuing every Tuesday this month at 7 o'clock in the Centenary Auditorium. Award-winning author, poet, and Davidson College English Professor Emeritus Dr. Abbott presents The Eye of the Sparrow and the Eye of God, the spiritual vision of Emily Dickinson and Mary Oliver. He'll look at the lives of these two extraordinary poets and examine poems with particularly spiritual subjects. Dr. Abbott will supply handouts for the program, and he'll read and recite poems before discussing them. No previous knowledge of their work is required, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. We began our conversation with Emily Dickinson.
She loved the hymns of the church, and she uses as her basic meter for most of her poems what we would call hymn meter, which is, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. That's Isaac Watts. Well, here's Emily. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. You hear the beat?
Sure.
The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. Well, but then the next line will be irregular. And that's what people, she would start out and she would use these irregularities that the ordinary poets of the day would say, well, you can't do that. And she would say, why not? In a sense, there were two people who made modern poetry in America. One was Emily Dickinson. The other was Walt Whitman. And they were both geniuses of a very different sort, and both took poetry in directions it had never been before. Mm. And Emily tried to stay within form, but move it forward. And in a sense, she kind of invents modern poetry in America because she makes the form so much more flexible.
Could you give an example of just a stanza in which you have the juxtaposition of the hymnody setting and then it's juxtaposed against the rhythmic shift?
Here's my favorite short Emily Dickinson poem. Ample make this bed with awe. In it wait till judgment break, excellent and fair. Be its mattress straight, be its pillows round. Let no sunrise yellow noise interrupt this ground. So she rhymes, ample make this bed with awe. In it wait till judgment break, excellent and fair. So she rhymes awe and fair, which is not, and they would say, well, why is she doing that? Listen, let no sunrise yellow noise interrupt this ground. No poet in America had ever condensed language like that. Mm. Let no sunrise yellow noise. And you try to say that in prose, you'd have to say, Well, don't let the noise from all the things that start waking up when the sun rises.
Award-winning author, poet, and Davidson College English Professor Emeritus, Dr. Tony Abbott. You can hear my complete interview with Tony at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. His lecture series at Centenary United Methodist Church is titled The Eye of the Sparrow and the Eye of God, The Spiritual Vision of Emily Dickinson and Mary Oliver. And it begins Tuesday night, March 5th at 7 o'clock, in the Centenary Auditorium in Winston-Salem. Tony's decades of teaching experience at Davidson, his love of poetry, and his skill as an author have made him a treasured guest at Centenary. Poetry lovers, or those with no previous knowledge of Dickinson or Oliver, are welcome to attend his readings, recitations, and discussions every Tuesday night in the month of March at 7 o'clock. All materials will be supplied. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.